Ladies and gentlemen, I would like to thank distinguished delegates for the comprehensive questions and recommendations already delivered, and I will address part of them in the current intervention and the remaining in the second intervention. I would like to extend our most profound gratitude to the national and international partners with whom we work on a daily basis on to further advance the framework of the human rights protection in Georgia. We immensely value our regular cooperation with NGOs and appreciate their involvement in the work of the Prime Minister's Human Rights Council, which serves now as the national mechanism for monitoring, evaluation, and reporting of the human rights in Georgia. Continuous functional enhancement of the Human Rights Council ensures increased coordination of human rights issues in the country. I would also like to highlight our valuable cooperation with the Public Defender's Office and their continuously increasing mandate. In addition, within the reporting period, I would like to mention our special emphasis on the human rights education for public servants, namely building knowledge and increasing capacity of public servants on human rights issues through various mechanisms that in hand also support the interagency cooperation for this matter. As we finalize the work on the second ever National Human Rights Strategy of Georgia for 2021-2030, it is planned for the document to be adopted in the first half of 2021. The strategy will serve as the main document defining the core human rights priorities and strategic directions for the government until 2030. Subsequent action plans will be developed as well. The document defines four key strategic priorities, including strengthening institutional democracy, economic and social protection, promoting equality with special focus on protection of rights of minorities and elimination of discrimination, and protecting population affected by the Russian occupation. While observing the global backlash and increased risks amid the pandemic, Georgia is further enhancing gender equality at the highest political and policy levels. During the pandemic, we rigorously ensured that on one hand, information on reporting GBV was available for the population, including minority languages, and on the other hand, we guarantee the state-provided free services are available for all the victims of domestic violence, be it violence against women, sexual minorities, children, or older persons. Women's economic empowerment, child marriages, WPS agenda, cooperation with local governments and gender mainstreaming are among the other priorities that the Interagency Commission is currently working on. In response to the newly established regulations prohibiting sexual harassment, state entities began establishing sexual harassment response mechanisms. Also adopting quotas at central and local level was yet another important milestone in supporting women's political participation. Here I would like to mention that 60% of the Georgian population supports increased participation of women in politics and the social life. We, of course, continue regular and rigorous awareness-raising work to shatter existing stereotypes in the country. Equality and anti-discrimination is a priority of Interagency Human Rights Council, and we have enhanced the cooperation with NGOs in this regard. Building on the best international practices and values in 2020, Georgia has adopted is currently implementing the first ever policy document on SOGI rights as part of the National Human Rights Action Plan. During the COVID-19 crisis, with the support of EU and international partners in partnership with NGOs, we have set up a rapid response mechanism to support LGBTQI members and now are working on the long-term solutions to these instruments. While homophobic attitudes continue to persist among the population, also access to existing services is a challenge for many LGBTQI people in the country. Hence, elimination of discrimination through raising awareness and building tolerance remains high on the agenda for the Human Rights Council. In addition, we are working on establishing national mechanisms to ensure access to existing services for LGBTQI people, as well as create yet non-existent ones. A number of awareness-raising and tolerance-building campaigns are regularly conducted on central and local levels despite the crisis and caused by the pandemic, and establishing equality as a national value is the end goal here. Law enforcement agencies continuously advance prevention and response to the crimes committed on the grounds of gender identity. Adoption of the new law protecting rights of persons with disabilities has significantly increased the standard of PVD rights protection in Georgia. Currently, the government of Georgia is finalizing its work on establishing the national coordination mechanism under CRPD that will further enhance the principles of nothing about us without us. And in this regard, we also already closely cooperate with NGOs and are ensuring their involvement in the process. We're also working to ratify optional protocol to CRPD in this regard as well. Since 2015, a monitoring body has been established at the Public Defender's Office, with whom we also closely cooperate, ensuring further involvement of NGOs in our work. With numerous challenges remain, including stigma, overall the rights of PVDs are progressing. For example, the election administration is continuously guaranteeing the rights to vote for PVDs by introducing various tools. Numerous programs are put in place to enhance inclusive education and so forth. Recent data demonstrates that public attitudes towards people with disabilities are gradually changing. We hope that systematic approach and awareness raising will further decrease stigma and improve the daily lives of persons with disabilities in the country. I will stop here for now. I thank you.